So thanks for the introduction. I'm João Sanchez, a PhD student of University of Florida, and following with my presentation, I would like to start saying that planted pastures are an important part of the Florida, South Florida beef cattle production systems, and those grasslands often need nitrogen fertilization in order to maintain productivity and nutritive value. And due to mostly economic constraints, this is not done in several times. One of the alternatives suggested by researchers is the mixing of perennial legumes, warm season legumes in those areas in order to provide nitrogen as via biological fixation. However, another problem with this approach is that we actually have quite a few options of legumes that are persistent under those situations, and researchers and as well as producers are still looking for new options in order to increase it. Araucus pintoi, also known as pintoi peanut, is an example of a perennial warm season legume that has proved a grazing tolerance and persistence under grass legume mixtures. Previous literature has reported even that this legume is more favored under higher grazing intensities. In Florida, we've had some data evaluating the productivity and persistence of some of the cultivars in small plots experiments, and we've had positive data for some of them. However, we don't have data regarding the mixtures of pintoi peanut in real production situations, the persistence of the legume in that kind of situation. And this is what motivated us to do the experiment. So we hypothesized that, first of all, pintoi peanut is going to persist in our grass legume mixtures, and also based on previous literature, that is going to be enhanced under greater grazing intensity. And also that our grass legume mixtures will have better performance, better productivity and nutritive value when compared with grass monocultures. Our objectives were then to evaluate the persistence, productivity, and nutritive value of our grass legume mixtures composed by Jake's Bermuda grass and Amarillo pintoi peanut as affected by grazing intensities. Just a little bit about those cultivars. First of all, Jake's is probably the most tolerant Bermuda grass cultivars to our in South Florida, mostly because it's tolerant to poorly drained soils, while Amarillo pintoi peanut is the most widespread cultivar of pintoi peanut, most studied, and also is one of the cultivars that can be propagated with seeds. Following with our material methods, the experiment was done in Ranch Cattle Research and Education Center in Ona, Florida, and in 2013, we overseeded part of our Jake's pastures with 12 kilograms per hectare of pintoi peanut seeds. Those pastures in May of 2014 were fertilized with phosphorus and potassium, but not with nitrogen. And our actual experimental period lasted from June to October of 2014. Our treatments were the split plot arrangement of Jake's pastures as monocultures or overseeded with pintoi peanut as our main plots, and our grazing intensity treatments were put in the subplots as represented by the stubble heights of 15 and 30 centimeters. Experimental design was completely randomized with four replicates, and our grazing method was a mob stocking with 28 days resting periods between grazing events. Our response variables, first botanical composition on pre-grazing condition, subdivided in proportion of pintoi peanut in the herbage mass, and also plant density, or number of plants per square meter of pintoi peanut. We also evaluated the herbage accumulation rate of the mixture as the difference between the herbage mass on pre-grazing condition and this previous herbage mass on the post-grazing conditions divided by 28 days of grazing period. And we assess herbage mass through the double sample technique. We also evaluated nutritive value of the mixtures from samples clipped above the target stubble height and assessed from crude protein and in vitro digestible organic matter concentrations. But our statistic analysis, we use rock mixture procedure assess, and we consider treatments in months, and also their interaction as fixed effects, while replicates were considered as random effects. And months were analyzed as repeated measurements, and we consider means different when p value was equal or smaller than 0.1. Following with our results and discussion, first with the proportion of pintail peanut in the herbage mass, there was no effect of stubble heights on the proportion of pintail peanut in the herbage mass, unlike the previous literature suggested. We don't really have the answer for that yet, but we believe that to be related to factors affecting the individual performance of the legume, probably related to the edaphoclimatic conditions. Also, I would like to show here that our actual proportions were considerably low, lower than what was reported on the previous literature. Another interesting point here in this graph is that there was no effect of time, meaning that we had the same proportion at the beginning and in the end of the experiment. And what we get from here is, although the proportion did not increase, it also did not decrease, suggesting at least some persistence of the legume in the mixture. About our plant density, again, there is no effect of stubble heights and no effects of months. And we had an average of 5.4 plants per square meter. And 2 points here first, again, no effect a long time. So it did not decrease, suggesting some persistence. And also the actual number, we don't have references suggesting a value of number of plants for this type of mixture. But we know from experiments with pintail peanut and pure stand crops that in Brazil, plant densities ranging from 4 to 8 plants per square meter were enough to establish a stand. So it also suggests us that we actually had a low individual performance of each plant and not a low number of plants. But still, further research is necessary to confirm this. Here, what you see is the herbage accumulation rate of the mixture, and we had an interaction between stubble heights and months, as you see here on the uppercase letters representing differences within stubble heights, and lowercase letters representing differences within the months. 15 centimeter pastures had always greater herbage accumulation rate than 30 centimeters and tending to remain constant across the experimental period, while 30 centimeter pastures had always lower and they decreased in herbage accumulation rate the most of the time. Here we believe to be an effect of the high herbage mass that remain on the residue of the 30 centimeter pastures and compromise the amount of light reaching the base of the canopy and affecting tillering, and also the accumulation of mature tissue, which has a lower photosynthetical efficiency, so leading to low production of forage in a general way. Here, we did not have effect of pintail peanut affecting herbage accumulation rate, and we believe that to be related with the low participation of the legume in the mixture. Following with our nutritive value in terms of crude protein concentration, we also had the same effects, no effect of overseeding pintail peanut in the mixture, and an interaction between stubble heights and months, in ways that you see that pastures grazed at 15 centimeters had a almost constant crude protein concentration in higher status when compared to 30 centimeters pastures. And the way we explain it is that while 15 centimeter pastures maintained a regular production of new tissue with higher crude protein concentration, 30 centimeter pastures maintained a higher proportion of maturing tissue with decreasing crude protein concentration along the time. For in vitro digestible organic matter concentration, we had exactly the same effects with some slight variations across the months. based on the literature review, we can say that those effects of grazing intensity on herbage accumulation rate and nutritive value are, they happen, they are, have already been reported in the literature. And specifically for our types of grass and legumes, for low growing types, it is very possible to find increases in herbage accumulation rate and nutritive value under higher grazing intensities. However, our main interest here was the effect of the pintoy peanut in the mixture, which was not significant. Following with the conclusions, answering our hypothesis, we say yes, the pintoy peanut persisted in our systems. However, it was not affected by stubble heights and grazing intensity, while for the mixture, in a general way, we observed that overseeding pintoy peanut on Jigs pastures, using the strategies that we did not improve the herbage accumulation rate and neither the nutritive value, most likely due to the low proportion of the peanut in the mixture. With that, I would like to acknowledge CAPES Foundation of Brazil for sponsoring my program, and also folks from Ranch Cattle Research and Education Center for the great help during the field phase of my experiment. And now I turn back to the chair if I have some more time to questions.
Are there any questions?
The question was if we did something to suppress the Bermuda grass priority experiment, and the answer was yes. When we overseeded the pastures in 2013, we did some periodically mowings, but that was all we did. We stopped during the fall and we allowed the grass come back during the spring, and we started the experiment again in the summer. Okay, so the question was if we had used a lower stubble height, if it had improved the persistence and the performance of the peanut in the mixture, and I believe yes, based in previous data from Australia, their data showing that pintoy peanut can be grazed even at 3 to 5 centimeters. However, another key point is that jigs would have the persistent compromised under such low stubble heights, and this was what limited our minimum stubble heights that we used.
What's the average pre-grazing height for both treatments?
The pre-grazing height pre-treatment was around 50 centimeters, and then the pre-grazing heights we actually had some interactions with time. The pre-grazing heights of the 15 centimeters were around 20 something, varying across grazing cycles. And on the 30 centimeters, we had some variations ranging from 30 to 25. But they were always different from each other. And also there was no difference between stubble heights of jigs alone and jigs pintoy peanut.
Could you comment on the need for improving establishment prior to establishing a grazing experiment such as this?
Sorry, sir, can you repeat?
I said, would you mind commenting on the need for improving the establishment of legumes into the system before you start evaluating the system due to your low persistence?
Okay, so surely your point is a very important, especially when we consider that pintoy peanut, the seeds have a very high price right now. Not really sure what they are right now, but they range around $20 per pound. So surely we do have some experiments down in the station evaluating different seeding rates and different establishment strategies with Bahia grass as well. And I believe that they may have a great impact on the future of dispersion.
All right, well, let's thank our speakers.